Hello.
Hello, is it Dale?
Hi.
Hi, Dale. It's Aaron calling you from INS Law.
How are
How are
you?
Not too bad, sir. Dale, just for data protection, can you complete data protection by confirming your address and date of birth, please?
It's 1 Cantown Road, Boswell, Golf 788 Juliet Hotel.
Perfect. And your date of birth?
25/09/1978.
Perfect, Dale. Thank you very much for completing data protection.
No bother,
love. Hope you have how was your weekend? Did you have a nice weekend?
Aye, all right. Brand new. Just stay in the house, watching the telly, doing my housework. As I say, I had two fucking so-called pals that were running out before I got to jail. When I got to jail, me stupidly left my keys outside the door causing my smoke, and they just treated the place like a drinking den. So,
Was the weather nice where you was?
It's nice, you know, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it is. It's lovely, isn't it, at the minute?
Yesterday, I phoned my girlfriend. She was like, where are you? I'm just woke up, bang on 10 o'clock. Where are you? I've just woke up, take the dog for a walk. She's like, one of American Bulldogs. Is it Josh with American Bulldogs? Why is he say this cunt? She's bigger than mine, Harry.
Yeah.
Because he keeps panting. Because it's that warm.
I understand that.
Showing Matt that you put the fridge in the freezer and it gives you a bit to kill itself then.
Yeah. No, that's good. As long as you had a good weekend, Dale, that's the main thing, isn't it?
Because I'm doing that 12-month supervised release order, the SRO. You're not that. You know what the SRO is. Supervised release order. I need you to go and see the social work, at least once a week. Saying okay and blah blah blah. That phone that lasted day, listen, I go in there, come on, fuck the social workers. But I phoned them, she's like, dude, you've not got an appointment tomorrow. 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I was like, I sort of right, I was like, I'll make it. I thought my appointment was today.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Hey, we're all human. We all get mixed up with a few things. It's not as long as you don't forget when it actually is. That's the main thing, isn't it?
But I'm just pardon, mate.
Yeah, no, that's all you can do, Dale, isn't it? That's all you can do at the minute. Obviously, you've not long got out of prison, have you? So it's just really more so getting back on your feet at the minute, isn't it? Yeah, no, of course, I understand that, yeah.
Walking in, that's not the next thing, so kind of listen. I wasn't doing that. Wasn't it, huh?
Yeah,
no. Don't laugh at them, because you laugh at somebody that makes them, what are you fucking laughing at? Just bite your tongue, shut your mouth, and walk away.
Yeah, it just sets them off more, doesn't it?
But I've got a lot of boys, one of my friends, I've just finished, he contacted me last night and this morning, and he's faded for Glasgow. He's like, I'm going to, you know yourself, he's like, I'm going to turn for a tracksuit and a pair of trainers. Once you finish that, then I'll give you a text message and see what's happening. But as I say to my missus, Emma, I'm like, fuck this, he started getting tangled with him. What he made of this means is the foot over in his mouth. The moment we get married, the first cut of the air and we'll smash. Nah, that's no me, mate. So that was small. I paid my debt to the carry-out show, put the carry-out show, put Peter Hood, then money. Paid them, not a problem, but they're like, blah, 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 there you go, that's what you, a couple of, at the end of the end, just keep the hairdresser, and I don't know if the boy's a Syrian, a Turkish, but the hairdresser is brand new, I said, hey, you can't do it for a pay, I'm a haircut for a fuck off, but I got your hair last time for nothing, I said, you cut me last time for my money, don't you? At least at the end of the day, I can sit here with fuck all in my pocket. If you tell up with a hairdresser or something, well, I need a haircut, tidy me up, blah, blah, blah. Sit your ass, get it tidy.
Yeah.
Like, he's good for it. You know, the boy's good for it. It's clear enough he's said it.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand that.
I've been dying, blah, 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 but that was the old deal. She's a fiver, they'll give you a tether in your home, tell me a motor line. You can get a half bottle line, a packet of fags, and like, nah, I'm half the fags on the beach. But apart from that, I'm doing brand new. Just stay in the house with every cunt. Let them go on, let the world go by.
Yeah, no, that's all you can do, isn't it?
Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, I was just giving you a call, Dale, just to see how you got on with them forms over the weekend. Alright, do you want me to resend them to you? So obviously they're at the top of your emails and you can action them, saves obviously looking through your emails or anything.
Aye, we ask then you.
Alright, what I'll do for you is I'm gonna send you them documents over to yourself now, which I've just sent. If obviously as I said to you, Dale, the quicker that you action these emails, the quicker I can progress your application, and obviously request for a application number as well.
5-10 minutes ago, what you used to be like? What the fuck is happening?
Yeah, no, of course, Yeah, don't forget as well, Dale. I need that. I need a picture of your birth certificate and a proof of address as well, like a letter.
Drug counts are coming up between 3:30 and 3:30. They have to change the drugs. I need a copy of my birth certificate. I'm there the money. Give them the money, but I get a copy of the birth. That birth certificate, I know my 1,000,000% that birth certificate's in a system somewhere. Because I've seen this, no white paper, it's kind of a creamy paper. It's like, Why you bring paper? Tells me my date of birth, my mum's fucking whatever, and my dad's occupation, my mum's pregnant. I wasn't finding it, mate. It's in that system. And my girlfriend said last night, dear, if the worst comes to the worst, you phone up and it's only £20, £25 for a copy of it. A copy of my...
Yeah.
Is that copy? Well, I'm not fucking busting this, couldn't me.
Yeah, no, I do. I understand it. It is a nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah.
If it's a bit of a problem to get a hold of your birth certificate, Dale, you can
just say one thing.
Yeah, go on.
See, yesterday when I came out, I thought it was one of the people that worked with you. I got hanging with somebody else, asking them this, redressing. Well, like, nah, no. Automatically thought, I thought you straight away. They're like, we'll do rescue them. I'm like, alright, I've already got somebody doing it. What are you telling me about this? You're just like, I've already got somebody doing it. Oh, Mr. Kitt, the boy was, don't tell us the wrong way, the boy was English as well.
Right, okay, yeah, well, yeah, just obviously reassure you, it wasn't myself. And to be honest with you, Dale, you shouldn't be getting contacted on a Sunday from a law firm in regards to the redress scheme.
Yesterday, right about 12 o'clock, between 12 and 1 o'clock, and the boy was English. This time, the next thing, he's like, no, I really want something to deal with.
Any law firm dealing with this Scottish redress scheme, they shouldn't be contacting you on a Sunday.
I'll have a read out today in my drawer, socks and boxes of clothing, one under the table. No hangers. My tail sits on my top of my wee chest of drawers in the corner. I'll have a read. But as I say, see, mate, my girlfriend, like, they only cost you £20, £25 for a copy of Buster. I was like, I'll even pay for the copy for yourself. I guess everyone, boy, gave me all his fucking tail, blah, blah, his birth certificate. But I'm my mum, because when I go to jail, I was only picked before I go to jail. The country, the joke set, I'm like, you send your thing, mate. My social worker, we need to get you a copy, and we'll get you a fresh form printed out for you to fill in. I'm into my turn, that's fucking dark. I'm mad, I'm slow because of my stroke. Oh, fucking coffee, this pip. Careful, reapply for pip. But in a day, open the fucking bag and see the gym know you had. Well, they give you a black hole got of other stuff. And I've opened the bag, but what did I find? My application form that they'd actually give me for pip. I don't think to myself, I'm asking that. I suppose you want to get you in the cover. Well, you got a copy there. My girlfriend, she and a social worker comes to tell him, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
My house, it's not, no, it's not the best city in fucking Britain, but it's clean.
Yeah.
And, or up here, you can go out, and the social security, we tell you, we're not giving you money for carpet, we're not giving you money for white goods, we'll actually get somebody that will come out and fit the carpet for you. And that's what I say to him, hey, that's my missy. That's what I say to him. That's what he done the last time he came out and gave a new ornament carpet, a new bedroom carpet, and a new hall carpet. But we should be asking him for that again. So I'm just saying my dog toys are coming between 3:30 and 3:30. I've got a point my social worker at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I thought it was today, me, Dick Brain. Oh, if I get an appointment today, I just thought, you know, I can't, we have no money to make. So I did, you know, one appointment today, it's like tomorrow. But I managed to go about the door and all and get my actual bus fare to go and see them because I know you're no job. You're in that road, you can't get right back to jail. No fuck about getting back in recall.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand that. No, I understand. Well, yeah. Well, Dale, I've sent you the email with the documents to sign. You can do that on your phone by clicking the link. If you can't find your birth certificate, you can send me 3 letters that are dated within the last 3 months that match your address of obviously one Tantallon Road.
You know, see that yesterday, I've got fucking letters for the gas, the electricity board, but a bank statement, and other things like that.
Well, send them over to me by the email. If you reply back to the email with a picture of them letters, whatever you've got, I'll upload them. So
I've got in there for fucking because, and money boys is staring about my neighbour turning down that deal. There's no way you spent $5,500 and you're selling that house. Marv said, Marv, the boys named Marv. He said, Marv, you're using the tearing. Tell you and tell you, bed. There's no way you've used $5,500 and watched that fucking tearing. What he seems to think is, see the boy that stayed in this since before me, we'll just transfer the fucking, what he owes on to me, $5,500, and my pal, who I'm unable to ask, was, that's not, no chance to, you've
got
the passport, even 3 months, that means 1 month, and I can't get a letter square door with that, the bursary, it's Robert Hamill, and the last event, we was a mad, don't take this thing away, I'm going to call you, a mad party and fucking whatever. And Marvin's going to what they're going to just transfer their bulk onto you. First thing was fucking in the house, the only thing I've got around is my washing machine, my fridge, and they take a fridge freezer and tear.
Yeah, no, I do, I understand you.
What do you want to you? Marvin's like, it's really fine. What they should do is come out and put a stop date bump. I cut my half there, see when they want to shoot by the no name. That's what Marv you see, says, Marv is on myself, no fucking dab, for me, no dab.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah, no, of course.
For me's bill.
Yeah.
No way, you're just, what are you doing? He's sitting in that bed, he's sitting in that, oh, I did sit in my bedroom one. He's sitting in that bedroom and he's sitting in full pelt, fucking was no why. Get a fuck, Marv, you.
Yeah.
So Matthew says me, there's no way you've used $5,500, whatever.
Yeah, no, of course, no. We're in the next hour and a half. Yeah.
Bank statement, 2 electricity bills, even a letter from South Lancashire Council, a council tax bill, an electricity bill, and a bank statement.
Well, yeah. Well, that's perfect. Well, I've sent you 2 emails. One of them is with the documents, and then the other one is asking for obviously the proof of address. If you reply back to that email with the 3 images of your letters, I'll get them uploaded to your file as soon as you send them. Okay. All right. If you require any further assistance there, just give me a call back on this number, and I'll help you with anything. Okay.
Not a problem, neighbour.
No worries, Dale. I look forward to seeing your document shortly. Go on, I'll speak to you soon, Dale.
Bye bye.
Cheers, no. Bye bye.